Hey, it's Green Grass Podcast. We are your hosts, Carrie Wee and Kelly McVeigh, now part of the Digigen Network. How's it going, guys? Hope you're having an amazing week. If you would love to become part of the Greener Grass family, please opt into our newsletter. We send out a newsletter once a month talking about us and our guests and what's going on. And yeah, we'd love to have you. All right, guys, let's get started. Here's your weekly roundup. Yeah, so you had, there's a baby shower today.
A wedding shower. Let's not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The baby
forward.
The baby will follow. But not a baby shower yet. But yes, we had a wedding shower today and it was my mom's 70th birthday.
So, oh my God.
Wedding shower, then my mom's birthday. Mason, you know, weddings have so many things like bridesmaids' dresses. Mason needed a suit. Today I went to go get a suit for the wedding slash he needs stuff for his play because he's in theater and they have full dress rehearsal tomorrow. And so I got up super early today and went to the gym, took Mason to get his haircut, went and bought a suit, went and bought stuff for theater, went to the shower, went to my mom's birthday party. And tomorrow he has theater all day. And he told me he needed just a plain white shirt, no buttons. And then I came back and read the paper and it says he needs a button-up white shirt. So now I have to like return stuff in the morning. So when you were like, we could do tomorrow, I was like, I like to do tomorrow, but tomorrow I'm going to be running around freaking returning things and buying the correct things.
That's a lot, Kel.
I know. Listen, this is what you're entering the world of lots of things.
Yeah.
You are. You already are kind of there with preschool and ballet and.
And Sunday school. She's got a schedule.
She
a little bit.
A schedule. And then when they have a schedule, you have a schedule because they have a schedule.
Yeah. So actually, we are not sending her to preschool. She's screaming. She's singing. We're not sending her to preschool this week because literally I have a show that I have to be at on Saturday and Asa has to be in Delaware. So like there's no babysitting option if she's sick, basically.
Yes. Yes. That's.
Yeah. So basically, I mean, I don't know. Before COVID, was it okay to drop your sniffly, snotty child over to family?
I don't know if it was okay, but I feel like people do it.
I think they have to do it. But that's not, like, after COVID, it's certainly not okay thing. Like,
yeah.
People have elderly parents. There are people with, like, yeah. So we're, like, not fully quarantining her. Like she went to ballet. She'll go to Sunday school tomorrow, but she's not going back to preschool until the show for my students is over on Sunday.
Okay. So it's a show for your students.
Yeah. And they are, I think they might have, there's kind of a speed bump, like a hump there.
Yeah.
Like 3/4 of the way in to recital or showcase prep where all the emotions are so heightened.
Yes.
And like it's chaotic.
Yes.
And I feel like it settles down right before the show.
Yeah, I get that. I get that for sure.
So, you know, Kelly, there's so much I want to talk about. But just being on that tip right there with my students, do you feel like one thing I watch them and I think to myself, wow, these are grown women crying, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And but I think to myself, I had a lot of tears backstage. I had a lot of tears before I went onto a stage, but I was a kid.
Yes.
So in my mind, somehow it was because I was a kid, but really it's the range of emotions you go through when you become an artistic person, I think.
Yeah.
And a performing person. And they're having all those emotions. Now, they don't always show it, but like I know it happens because it doesn't have to be all of them for it to happen. You know, maybe one or two. You know what I'm saying? There's always tears.
Yeah. Do you feel like when you were like professional, like that passed because it was just like a part of your everyday and you didn't have the bandwidth to even do that?
Yeah, I think I like worked out those emotional muscles when I was training and when I was a kid, when I was a teenager and when I was in college, you know. Also remember like I choreographed a number in in my college, and it was my freshman year. And it got a lot of attention because it was like a modern dance school, and I did like kind of like a jazz, like jazz funk type of piece.
Yeah.
And the school newspaper ate it alive. Yeah.
Oh my God.
The Oberlin Review ate my number for dinner. It was to this song by LaBouche called Be My Lover.
Oh my gosh, I'm dying. Were you like devastated?
Oh, I was in a bathroom in the dance building crying by myself. Crying.
I feel like this would have ended my dance career, and I feel like you came back for it.
Oh yeah, many times over. So I feel like, yeah, I had all that when I was younger. And so by the time you're doing it professionally, your skin is thickened and you have the calluses and you can take it better. Or at least I could. I know plenty of people have left LA for lesser reasons. They take it very seriously.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. Yeah.
I appreciate that. Do you partake in any way, or are you?
I am just the choreographer, and I help out with the rigging day of. I have to work that day, but it's not on stage at all. And I'm so happy to not be on stage, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
You said show. I was like, oh my gosh, a show. Like it's.
Yeah, it's basically a recital. I mean, I'll have video and stuff for you in a week, like 2 weeks or something like that.
And I love it. And then you went to Delaware.
Did we go to Ace is going to Delaware this week. He's going to Delaware. He has to go to Delaware. Can I ask you a question back to your day?
Yes.
How do you feel being a mom of an engaged son?
It's kind of a little weird. Like it's for sure sad. There's like a little teeny bit of like sad, like they're grown up, right? Like,
yeah,
this is like, I think it's a little different than going away to college or even graduating college, because now it's like a different family unit. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because they have to they're now prioritizing their own family unit over.
Yeah, even like today, the couple shower was amazing, and Kaylee's family is amazing, but like it's all of our family together. And it's like, this is going to be his own family, and like he will have babies and kids and all the things. So that feels a little crazy. And it's like in a month. It's crazy that it's in a month.
Yeah. I mean, is it a lot of planning for them or no?
So for her family, her mom and her sisters and her aunt, I think they're like hardcore doing all of the things.
Yeah.
I talked to her mom for a while today, but for me, like I've got the rehearsal dinner now, all of the stuff, like Emerson needs a bridesmaid's dress. I got a mother of the groom dress.
Mother of the groom dress.
Woo! Mother of the groom. Is that what you say? But I hate the dress that I ordered and got. So now I need a different dress. Mason needed a suit. A suit for a kid who he's never going to wear this suit again.
I know. How much is it?
I can't even say how. It was $350.
What?
But I'm considering like taking back the jacket. And so I talked around today, and there was a few people that were like, you could get it for less than that. I don't know.
Where'd you get it? Was it at a suit store?
No, it was at Nordstrom Rack.
Oh, really? Okay.
That would seem like it wouldn't be super crazy, right?
I mean, I just don't know how much suits cost nowadays. I just don't know.
There we go again. Like, I have no idea. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like shopping around, but I might go and look at a couple different things. Like I said, do not take a single tag off of, he put it on just so and I was like, do not take any tags off of that. But yeah, just, you know, all the things. It's a lot of things, you know?
So where's the wedding
going to be? So it's in a location in downtown Columbus.
Okay.
By Nationwide Arena, kind of that area, Short North-ish.
Okay.
Sanctuary, it's beautiful. It's a gutted church. You know, I'm saying that, I don't know that for sure, but it's a gutted church, so it's beautiful on the inside, from tall ceilings to stained glass windows, but it has that vibe, but it's an event space. So
I love this.
Yeah, so it's really pretty inside. Yeah. It's April, oh, so you never know. Ohio weather.
Yeah.
It could be snowing. It could be 70. It could be rain. It could be 80. We have no idea. You have no idea in April in Ohio.
Yeah, but you're having an indoor wedding, so it's okay.
Yes. Indoor wedding.
I once went to a wedding of a friend, and it was like on the beach, and it like complete downpour up until like 15 minutes before the time of the thing.
Were they?
So they did it out. We did it outside, but and it stopped raining basically.
Okay, I love that.
Yeah, but yeah, with the outside stuff, like ooh, touch and go.
Yeah.
But you do you feel like, does it make you feel your age, like, or is it like you have younger kids, so it kind of doesn't, I mean, you just have a lot of kids, different ages.
A lot of kids. You know what? I don't feel old yet.
Yeah, me too.
Should we?
But it's different for me because I have a toddler. So, you know,
yeah,
I think life stages kind of accelerate that a little bit, maybe.
Yeah. In my mind a little bit, I'm sure there's moments that I'm like, wow, I have a kid who's getting married, but I don't feel older.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. My mom's 70 today. And that's kind of like crazy in a sense. Like, I want to make it to 70, right? Like, I want to make it to 80, 90, all the things. But hearing that number, that's like a milestone for sure.
Can I ask you guys, you now about your new podcast, Kelly?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So Kelly is, well, she's not going to, it's not just Kelly, but it's Hugh and Grace.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about it a little bit?
Sure. You know, it's so funny because this week, like, I haven't really talked about like the company that I'm with. You and I mention it like a little bit here and there, but we had an incredible interview that's going to be coming to you guys in a couple weeks that we just loved. And it was someone that has to do with Hugh and Grace too, but Hugh and Grace is the company I work for, and we launched a podcast a couple weeks ago with very much so. Carrie is producer.
I'm producing it. So I know way more about hormone health than I ever thought I would.
Exactly. and so we wanted to take to our sales field, you know, education, information, training, in a super digestible way. And in today's world, that is a podcast. You know, like everyone's on Zoom and we have meetings on Zoom and people do things on Zoom and people do things on Facebook. But I think a podcast is something that you can work out and listen to. You can be in the car and listen to. You can be laying with a toddler and have an AirPod in your ear and be listening to it. And so it was just a great way to bring all of the information to our sales field and community really at large. And so they're loving it so far. I mean, our newsletter will go out this week with it in there. So this is the first time that our overall field will see it is this week. But we introduced it to our top leaders last week while I was in Scottsdale, and I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I think about podcasts a lot when it comes to like the world and like how many there are out there and who's listening. So even though it's hard for smaller podcasts to get, you know, marketed and heard of and listened to, still overall, I feel like it's the wave of the near future, like how people are digesting content.
Agree.
Like, I just feel like, even a regular book that you have to sit down and read, I'm just like, I'm not going to get to that unless there's an audio version. Like, it's just not going to happen. Not in my life right now.
Yeah.
Because you have to, like, I'm like literally doing five things at once. And if the earbuds are there and I can listen to it, then it will happen.
Yeah.
So I think for you guys, such a smart idea to do it because, you know, people can start listening to it on their own timing.
Yes.
They don't have to block out an hour and a half on a, you know, weekday to come in to a webinar or something like that.
And I think it's so shareable because you can just literally go share the episode. So if they wanted to text it to someone,
yeah,
in their team or someone that they're thinking about bringing into the business. Like they can literally just share it so easily that, and it's like, so that they know where it's housed. Like even like the introduction of Sarah and Ben Jensen, who are the co-founders, co-CEOs, co-parents of Hugh and Grace, who are their children that started the company, like they started the company about their children really, but there's an intro to them. And so I feel like regardless if it's 8 months from now or 10 months from now, if someone wants to know about the co-founders, they can go and listen to that first episode and they know how to find out where it's at. Like, I just think it's such an easy way. And you're right. I don't think they're going away. And listen, you and I say this all the time. Like, we had that interview, which it was kind of my network and it was attached to Hugh and Grace, how I know this person. And there's so many, we have so many great interviews. We have so many.
Oh my God, I know.
Yes. We really honestly do.
Yeah, I'm feeling good about it. It's the CEO of Million Maker, and you guys will see that in a couple weeks, but like, man, this woman started her own fertility journey, and it's, you know, had miscarriages and then ended up really looking into how the environment and all these toxins are affecting fertility and a million other things. Like it was great. It was really great.
Do you think like that make you think?
I mean, definitely the people that you know are more on that clean living edge of the world.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting just very basically barely on the edge of it. I don't have too many people like that in my life. But what I do have is a lot of IVF talk, a lot of, you know, because I have a pregnancy, postpartum, motherhood podcast.
Yeah.
And so these things come up. I just interviewed somebody yesterday who had a preventative double mastectomy.
Okay.
She's a pole dancer.
Yeah.
And she talked about the entire process. She put the whole thing on TikTok, like, so that other women could get more comfortable talking about this huge thing, because she's never had a breast cancer diagnosis, but, you know, she was at such high risk. Her mom, you know, was diagnosed at 41. So anyways, I feel like it kind of opens the door to so many different people. And honestly, like a lot of like super amazing, powerful women.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's always amazing.
I mean, I do think, but you tell me if I'm being like stereotyping.
What?
But I feel like Californians, I always think you're a little of a step ahead in like holistic medicine. And is that just the people that I know? And I'm like,
I think so. I'm not a step ahead, Kel.
Well, I think that you are good about like knowing about your gut health and like,
But that's not for any reason besides my issues. Like, I don't have fragrance-free shampoo in my bathroom right now like you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. More than one person has said that to me this week. I should get on that, you know. So, but now after listening to, you know, because I'm editing your podcast, I'm like, oh. I'm like, whoa. There's a lot of stuff here. But speaking of health, Bean is on her 10th day of antibiotics of amoxicillin for her ear infection. It has seemingly gone, but we're going to finish it out like we're supposed to, like good little patients.
Oh my gosh.
The incentive she has is I told her the little like Tylenol syringe, you know, like plastic syringe, after she finishes all of it, it can be permanently in her bath toys.
Okay, so listen, I'm going to tell you a funny story and I'm going to leave out all names because when I was younger, I got allergy shots my whole life, and they would give me the shot thing to go home and play with when I was done, like, you know, take the needle out and whatever. This was probably obviously before they like had the hazard thing and like whatever, but they would.
Yeah. So this is plastic. This is not plastic.
I feel like it was plastic.
Oh, okay.
But it was the shot portion of my shot thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they would give it to me, and I was giving someone a shot when we were playing and I stuck it up their nose and it got stuck. Like the tip of it got stuck and we had to go to the hospital and they had to get it removed. And I wasn't allowed to have the shot things anymore after that. Like, this is a true story. I did that. It's horrible.
Yeah. So instead of being put in like a red biohazard jug.
Yes.
You went home with it and stuck it up your friend's nose. This is great. Yeah.
Yep. 100%. So just make sure she doesn't stick it up her nose or something. I don't know. That was the
It's a little bigger. I already had some anyway, you know, from anytime you get like Tylenol or like
It is definitely Benadryl. Bigger for sure.
It's definitely bigger. So she did a pretty good job. The stuff is disgusting. Like the nurse is trying to tell her it's not that bad. I tasted it. I was like, oh my God, this is terrible. So she did a really good job. We are coming out of the crap 2 weeks that we had. I'm going to go see Sunday morning is my me time. Sunday self-care. And I'm going to go see Dune 2.
Okay. Are you excited?
So did you ever see Dune 1?
No.
It's like apocalyptic, like religious fanatic, like warring families of 100,000 years. It's kind of epic. So it's kind of like, okay, if you're gonna watch it on the big screen.
Yeah.
With good sound and everything. But I'm almost down for some Zendaya. Timothée Chalamet kind of like weirds me out a little bit. But after he did that SNL skit with what's his name? Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
He won me over after that. I was like, okay, fine. You can make fun of yourself.
Yes. Do you go to the movies every Sunday?
Okay, I can't, but on the Sundays that Bean goes to, so when she's not sick, number one, when they go to church and she has Sunday school and I don't teach till 2:30, I usually fit in a 10:30 or 11 a.m. movie. I grab some food and I go straight to work.
Oh my gosh, I love that this is what you do.
Me too. Like, my girlfriends like wanted to plan a brunch like a month from now, like on a Sunday. And I have the time because it's the same time frame. And I was like, you guys know what I'm giving up, right?
That's hysterical.
And they're like, yes, but you're going to come, right? I'm like, yes, of course I'll come to brunch. But and then, you know, then I go into 2:30 to 7:30 with my students getting it's their last rehearsal before performance next Saturday.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for some of them, it won't be the last because they'll pop in. They'll get some open gym time, but it's the last group rehearsal that we have.
Yeah.
And it's I'll say it here because I don't know how many people who are going to come to the show are listening to this podcast. So it's a 12-minute number, and I've definitely decided to do a Stranger Things mashup.
Okay, I love that.
Yeah, so it's all 80s.
That's so fun.
So fun. It's 80s. It goes from, like, the, like, cheeky 80s, like, fun – the fun 80s to like the dramatic, like, it's not Journey. It's one of those bands. Like,
yeah.
Dramatic rock and roll at the end.
Yeah.
These are adult women. So I've got them in like cute little like neon colored leotard thongs over like opaque, like colored leggings.
I love it.
So effing cute. They're going to do their hair and makeup full out.
So fun.
Yeah, and it kind of goes away from my regular brand of, like, just trying to whip my hair around and be sexy. Like, I usually like to do that for my ladies, but this time I was like, you know what, let's go light. Let's go fun. I don't want to be doing the same thing all the time.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I can't wait to see these videos.
I mean, I just have a moment where I have them, like, standing, like, a couple of them doing a little dance at the beginning, and they're just, like, booties to the audience, and they're just going right to left with their butts, like, all going like this. It's so cute.
I can't wait. I got to see this.
Yeah, Kelly, you should see their faces because you give an adult woman who doesn't get this opportunity very often or often at all.
Yeah.
And you give her a chance to do a little bit of a dance situation in a cute costume.
Yeah.
They look like it's Christmas on their face.
That's so fun.
They're so happy.
I love it.
Yeah. So tomorrow's a Dune. I will let you know if it's worth 2 hours and 45 minutes of your day, Kelly.
Yes, you have to update me on this.
Why? I would like to know what is going on in the movie industry when they all think that a 2-hour movie is not long enough anymore.
You know what I think it is?
Please tell. Please do.
I think it is that the world has changed the way we take in even television. And now a lot of things that would have been cut into a movie are a 6-part series.
Okay.
Because there are a lot of shows that are like a 6-part series now. And so instead of being forced to take a movie and like cut it down to an hour and a half, they opt for a 6-part series. But people still want to do movies here and there, but they don't want to have to take out parts of the storyline. They want to keep what they want to keep. And so movies are a little bit longer because they're not willing to cut it down to that formula that was there for so long.
I guess. I just think it's so like luxurious and self-absorbed for these directors to be like, yeah, we're gonna make you take out three. Oh, in the case of the one, a Scorsese film, Flowers of the Moon, something, something.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. Have you?
I would have, but I didn't have the time. I literally have 3 hours and the movie was 3.5 yeah. hours. And I was like, how dare you?
Which, listen, this may be awful too, but don't you think to be a director, you have to be a little bit
narcissistic? Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. But like,
absorbed.
But like, there's the directors before that had guardrails and like you had to pull yourself back from like making somebody watch, you know, you basically like love yourself all over, like, you know.
Yeah. I think the guardrails are like confusing right now because it's like, okay, well, are we keeping it as a movie or are we making a 6-part miniseries on Netflix?
Okay, so also we're having Ron Yuan. We're recording him.
Yes.
I hope this goes well tomorrow and nobody cancels. But the show that he is on, I just saw on Instagram today that they are not renewing it for a second season. Mm-hmm. And I am so mad about it.
Because you love it.
Yeah. And it's not only that, it's representation. It's like all Asian people. What, Bean?
Is T for car?
C is for car. C is for car. She wanted to know if C is the first letter in car.
Yeah.
That's what she wanted to know. Because it's like these all Asian or very Asian representative films and TV shows are getting so much traction right now. I mean, the TV show has Michelle Yeoh in it. She just won the Oscar last year. Like, there's no reason why they shouldn't be doing a second season of it. And they just announced they're not going to. And
people watch it.
Like, the story is good. The action is good. It's funny. It makes you cry. Like, it's all the things you want in a like, episodic TV show. Really attractive people.
Yeah.
You know. I don't know. So I'm pretty bummed about that. But I'm excited to have him on. I'm excited to have Jenny Hua on, who we interviewed that CEO the other day. Yeah, it's turning out to be a... Great, Kel.
You know, great year, 2024.
I know. Okay, well, it's 9 o'clock over there. Are you going to burrow in?
Totally.
Oh, my God, so exciting.
100%. Mason's already asleep.
Emerson's a long day.
Night owl, so she'll be awake for a little while.
Okay. All right, well, this was lovely, of course, and we will... We'll check in later.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. All right, my friends, thank you so much for tuning in to hear what's going on this week. If you'd like to become part of the Greener Grass family, please opt into our newsletter. We send out emails once a month talking about us and our guests. We would love to have you and grow this community. If you'd please honor us with a 5-star rating and review, we would appreciate it so much. We love you guys. We want to hear from you guys. Please contact us on Instagram at Grand Rev Creative. And if you'd like to check out the Expecting Aerialist, Motherhood, Prenatal, Postpartum, or if you just want to hear the sound of my voice, it's there for you. All right, guys, it's in the show notes. Thank you so much for being here. And we'll see you guys next time. Over and out. This is Greener Grass.